From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Controversy swirling around the Humboldt County 1st District Supervisor seat. Candidate Alan McCluskey's had questions raised about his past, including accusations that in 2004 he wrote a fraudulent letter in someone else's name for a business application and later lied about it. Now current supervisor Rex Bone is answering to claims that he made an off-color remark about Mexicans during a March fundraising dinner. Bone's accused of asking if a Mexican tamale dinner, one of the fundraiser's auction prizes, was authentic enough to, quote, make you want to go out and steal hubcaps. Bone told the Redwood Times he doesn't recall asking the question, but that he can certainly apologize for the words. He says, my goal is to overlook this and learn from my supposed mistake. He says, be careful what you say because you never know who might be listening to your private conversations. Cannabis smoking lounges getting the green light from Eureka City Council. Lawmakers unanimously passing an ordinance this week allowing on-site smoking of cannabis in licensed retail facilities. Back in October, they did so, but there was a conflict with municipal code, not an issue this time around. Those who spoke out against the action pointed to health concerns, especially employees in establishments potentially affected by secondhand smoke. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team dispatched to a residence on the 700 block of Highland Avenue in Trinidad for the report of a possible military-grade ordnance found. Property owner telling deputies he had found the ordnance about 15 years ago while cleaning up the property and at the time didn't realize what it was. The property owner came across the ordnance again on Tuesday and upon closer examination decided to call law enforcement. It was determined to be a World War II-era artillery shell. Beale Air Force EOD representatives arrived at the residence at about 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Neighbors of the residence temporarily evacuated to a safe location. Upon further analysis, the bomb squad retrieved the device and rendered it safe at an off-property location. Well, April, Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and authorities are working together throughout the month to educate drivers on the importance of traveling free of distractions, as well as cracking down on drivers who violate the state's hands-free cell phone law. According to data from CHP, 66 people were killed, more than 6,500 injured in 2017 from distracted driving-related crashes. Last year, CHP issued more than 109,000 citations for violations of the hands-free cell phone laws. Today and April 18th, CHP will conduct a statewide enforcement effort to discourage distracted driving. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.